A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Few of us ever live in the present moment. We're always anticipating the future or remembering the past. The truth is, we can't think ourselves into a new way of acting, but we can act ourselves into a new way of thinking or believing, as is the case with the centurion who came to Jesus. He was a Gentile, a so-called unbeliever, and would never be on the radar screen of Jesus or his followers. He came to Jesus, sought him out because he was desperate, and he had heard wonderful stories about this miracle worker. Jesus' initial reaction was probably curiosity. Maybe he wondered where the stranger had come from, what his motives were. Was his servant really suffering that badly? Or was this a ploy? In any case, Jesus immediately offered to come and cure the man. Maybe not knowing the whole story, but acting out of a compassionate heart. Jesus then must have been surprised when the centurion expressed his own unworthiness to have this miracle worker come into his house. "Say the word, and my servant will be healed." The centurion knew all about authority and power and obedience. He was obviously an important man, yet he knew that Jesus was even more important, and he trusted him. Jesus was amazed at the faith of the centurion. This was a man who already lived in the kingdom of heaven. This was a man who was willing to walk away from Jesus, convinced that what he had asked for was already done. This was a man who literally acted himself into a new way of thinking, a new way of believing. He lived what he longed to believe. And isn't that what the kingdom of heaven is all about? Living what we long to believe. Living conscious of the present moment. Trusting its power. Trusting the presence of the divine in that space, in this space. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is the place of God's transformation of the universe through us. You may go as you have believed. Let it be done for you.